great crowd had gathered outside of Killena, with their heads all uncovered, they knelt on the ground. For inside that good prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland, and the firing party he bravely did face. When the order rang out, "Present Ireland's fire," James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over, and gone was the man Ireland so well. There was many sad hearts in Dublin that morning, when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. Many years have gone by since the Irish Rebellion, when the guns of Britannia they loudly did speak, and the bold IRA they stood shoulder to shoulder, as the blood from their bodies flowed down Street. The forecourts of Dublin the British bombarded, and the spirit for freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all that dim came the cry, "No surrender." 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.